God's word is full of heroic characters. He often parades people past us who served him with a kind of courageous excellence. Hi, this is Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church in Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day. For a few moments together, let's consider the life of Moses. Moses is a man for all ages. God records his story and he just towers over the Old Testament, almost larger than life. He's born at a hard time. Jewish babies were being killed in Egypt. His life's preserved in a wonderful way. His family places him for safekeeping in a tiny ark in the River Nile. He's protected by God's extraordinary timing, brought into Pharaoh's family to grow up in a palace of ancient splendor. Amazingly, Egypt foots the bill to train Moses. Moses will be trained at Egyptian expense to be a general, an administrator, a leader, a brilliant lawyer. Moses had the finest education that money could buy. And although he's raised an Egyptian, he's born as a Jew, and that legacy is never lost on him. Hebrews 11:24-27 describes the life-altering decision that Moses made that set him apart from the pack. What did Moses turn from? Well, Hebrews 11:24 says, "By faith Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He gave up rank and riches, pleasure, possessions. He gave up the privilege and honor of being Pharaoh's grandson. He could have had the fastest chariots, the prettiest girls, the best food, the nicest houses, but none of that mattered to him. Moses had the keys to the kingdom and he turned them in. He leaves behind his royal status and denies himself." Isn't that fascinating? What does Moses turn towards? Well, Hebrews 11:25. "He chose rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He chose to side with the Jewish slaves over the Egyptian masters. He knew people in low places. He chose hardship. He suffered affliction. He chose to associate with the despised people of God while in Egypt. Such a strange choice demands that we ask one final question. Why? Why did Moses turn as he did?" Well, again, God's word, Hebrews 11:26. "He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." And then in 27, "For he endured as seeing who is invisible." Moses saw something that others didn't. He saw God. The Bible binds up our questions with a single word, faith. F-A-I-T-H. Have you heard the acrostic? "Forsaking all, I trust him." That's Moses. Moses possessed a faith, a confident trust in God that changed the way that he lived. Faith told Moses that the despised Israelites were loved by God and that God had great plans for them. Faith told Moses that all that Egypt could offer him was seasonal. Their status was only temporary. Faith told Moses that any affliction and suffering that he might endure would pale in comparison to the glory that was awaiting. And finally, faith told Moses that he was suffering for a future Savior. That's what he did for God's people. He recognized that he was doing it for God. Moses looked ahead to a time in the future. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Sadly, not many people make this kind of heroic choice. Only authentic biblical faith can call us from a love of the world to a love of God. Moses is willing to pay the price for being different. The question is, are you? Are you prepared to put Christ ahead of every detail of your life? Will you be an influencer like Moses or just another of the influenced? Will you be a leader or just another follower? The glory of Moses' life is that he refuses to live with a silver spoon in his mouth. He sees the things of eternity clearly. He knows there's a better king and a better kingdom. In a world of competing voices, who will you listen to? There is a price to being different, to being holy and distinct and set apart, and it is so worth it. This is Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church, your pastor for the day, wishing you joy in your journey.